93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, it's 12:43. I'm Mary Lynn.
Good afternoon. Diane Ducey here.
So, I think we've all gone to the movie theater, and it's never cheap. Unless you go, George and I always try to hit the matinees. That way, you know, it's just a little bit lighter on the checkbook or the pocketbook. Nobody has a checkbook anymore. What am I thinking? The debit card.
There you go.
And I think we've all gone to the theater and experienced some rude behavior. I mean, you pay money to go see the darn movie. You want to be able to hear the darn movie. You don't want to hear the person who just can't stop their conversation behind you or the person who doesn't abide by turning off your cell phone. But I can tell you one thing I've never been bothered by, and that's somebody texting. But yet texting is what got one woman kicked out of a theater in Texas. They have a no texting policy. Well, this woman who got kicked out was none too happy about it. And she called the theater to give them a piece of her mind. You want to hear?
Okay.
It's pretty entertaining. So here she is, leaving them a message.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of because that's how I felt when I went to the Alamo Draft House. I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to text in your little crappy theater. It was too dark in that place for me to find my seat, all right? I was using my phone as a flashlight to get to my seat. I've texted in all the other theaters in Austin, and no one ever gave a about what I was doing with my phone, all right? And it was on silent. It wasn't on loud. It wasn't bothering anybody. You guys, obviously, were being me, and I'm sure that's what you do, you know, to rip people off. You take my money, and then you throw me out, you know? I will never be coming back to your Alamo Draft House or whatever. I'd rather go to a regular theater where people are actually polite. So thanks for making me feel like a customer. Thanks for taking my money.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my money. Do you think that text messaging should be banned in theaters? 359 call 217-359-2255. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Thanks for connecting. What do you think?
Well, I'm a co-owner of a couple of theaters in small towns.
Oh, wow.
And we have a problem with texting because people pay good money, as you said, to come in and experience a movie as you can't experience it in your house. So when you receive text, it does distract the rest of us to the point where we, you know, we're distracted from the movie and the experience.
Well, that's interesting. Even though it's silent, you're just saying the fact that the light, your phone lights up and that's a distraction.
Exactly. And then there's the clicking sometimes with some of the keyboards.
Okay.
And it distracts you from being in the experience, like I said. If you receive a text, go out in the lobby and take care of it there because you're obviously not watching the movie if you're texting, right?
Which, I mean, that's their choice. They paid the money. If they don't want to pay attention, hey.
Right, exactly. And if you don't want to pay attention, that's fine, but don't distract me.
Okay, and Susan, where do you, what little towns do you co-own theaters?
Actually, in Robinson and Clinton, Illinois.
Robinson and Clinton. Very good. Well, I grew up in Lincoln. And my husband and I have a business, and we've done work in Robinson. So there we go.
There you go. Come and see a movie, and I'll show you around. It's great. But if somebody's texting, we do go tell them something.
Oh, really?
We've never kicked anybody out, but we have stopped a movie before.
And I'll bet
not the movie, but the pre-show credit.
Oh, really? And have you had people, because, you know, this girl called up and left a pretty irate message. Have you
ever
had?
I had the uncensored.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, have you had irate people because you did that?
We've had more irate people because we didn't enforce it.
Oh, okay. Well, very interesting information, Sarah, Susan. Thank you very much for connecting with us.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Nancy. What do you think?
Hi. Well, I can see that the point. The theater has a policy, and she undoubtedly knew about the policy, and she chose to text anyhow.
Yeah.
But her reaction was just way out. I mean, you'd think that they waterboarded her.
Yes, poor her, right? Well, you know, she definitely sounded younger, and sometimes these younger kids today, they just think that they should be able to do whatever,
right.
But I think that's been the case throughout the times.
Mm-hmm.
It sure has.
That's so
but
funny.
But we boomers got away with it.
Well, and isn't that interesting that that Susan was saying that she'll get more complaints from customers who tell them not who when they don't try to stop people from text messaging during a movie.
I can imagine that. I've never been near anybody who is texting or making a call.
Mm-hmm.
The worst I've ever had in the theater experience here was somebody in front of me who covered my view of the movie. But I just haven't had that experience of people
texting.
They
were just tall or something, Nancy?
Yes, very tall.
Okay.
Or wearing a big hat.
Oh, gee, yeah. You can't wear big hats at a theater, for heaven's sakes.
No, you can't, but it was livable. I think I would be bothered more by texting, seeing the little LED going off and on, and you do get a little noise when you receive a reply.
Okay. All right. Well, Nancy, as always, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Keep cool.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye now.
It's always a good day when we get to connect with Nancy.
That's right.
All right. Well, very interesting conversation. I didn't realize that text messaging was... yet another annoyance at the movie theater. Connect FM.